other were fine, doing whatever I had to do to survive. I'm not saying what I did was all right. Trying to break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Being down so long, getting up didn't cross my mind. But I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. You don't know what you do till you're put under pressure. Cross 110th Street is a hell of a tester. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman that's weak. Across 110th Street, pushers won't let the junkie go free. Across 110th Street, woman trying to catch a trick on the street. You bet. That dope man you're copping out. Take my advice, it's either live or die. You got to be strong if you wanna survive. The family on the upper side of town will catch hell if without a ghetto around. In every city you'll find the same thing going down. Harlem is the capital of every ghetto town. Let me sing it. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman that's weak. Across 110th Street, wishes won't let the junkie go free. Oh, across 110th Street, a woman trying to catch a trick on the street. Ooh, baby.
Bobby Womack with the main theme to the film Night from 1972, Across 110th Street, and starred Anthony Quinn and Yaphet Kotto as cops dealing with the aftermath of a theft against the mob, with 110th Street being the unofficial border between Harlem and Central Park. Womack provided the songs for the film, and composer J.J. Johnson came up with the score. And I should do a profile on that soundtrack itself one day, but not today. Well, especially not today, because I had it on vinyl. And as you could hear, our turntables were in fine form yet again. But nevertheless, let's not complain. Let's enjoy sort of like a wake here after Jolly John's departure. So hear ye, the show is Radio Free Gak, and I'm on air with you until 9 p.m. this fine Labor Day evening. I'm giving you cinematic sound on UBC's dynamic yet deadly community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. You can call the booth here at 604-822-2487. You can also email me. My name's Gak, radiofreegak@gmail.com. The campus here is starting to come to life. School starts shortly. I know some activities will be happening Tuesday, Frosh Week all this week, and then life as it were next week. And as mentioned before, farewell to John Tanner, venerable radio legend. And after 10 years with CITR here and 50 years in the radio business, it is all over for now. Otherwise, tonight's show is going to be focused on Quentin Tarantino's latest work, Inglourious Basterds. Tarantino's always had an impeccable taste in music, and he actually used Womack's Across 110th Street as the opening number for his 1997 film, Jackie Brown. We'll skirt a bit through a few of his other soundtrack gems, but let's cover some other territory beforehand. And we'll start off with Bibio, the English producer with a folky touch. This album is shaping up to be one of my favorites for this year of 2009. Off Ambivalence Avenue, here's Bibio with Jealous of Roses.
Don't be so jealous of the roses that grow in the garden of the house where nobody lives. Don't even see that there's a cow on the place. I'm feeling happy. Your speaker love is a symptom of conformity.
Yeah.
1972, there are the Spinners with I'll Be Around, and you find that off their Motown Atlantic self-titled debut, though they had a decade with various other labels beforehand, but only to minor success, and that was the B-side to the How Could I Let You Get Away single, but the B-side, I'll Be Around, became the bigger track, landing the group their first bona fide hit as it topped the R&B charts, and it hit number 3 on the pop charts.
Now's the time for Age of Humans, care for what can be done for yourself.
Promoting their latest album in the ever-expanding universe, the Biltmore Cabaret and the Georgia Strait present Canadian band The Most Serene Republic with Seattle's Grand Archives. They're playing the Biltmore Cabaret on Saturday, September 26th. Doors at 7, show at 8:30. Tickets are on sale now.
Ooh, that ended abruptly. We'll shift away from R&B now. We'll start off with here a bit of, I guess, some new indie out of London here. And this is the Bombay Bicycle Club, their youthful quartet from North of the Thames. And this song is one of the singles off the band's debut album called I Had the Blues by Shook 'em Loose. And that came out this July. So here are Bombay Bicycle Circle with Always Like This. You're listening to Ready Free Gak.
She can't wait for what I can give. She knows what I am, but she won't believe me. Is it all okay? Will I come off the light this? I can't believe it. It's always like this, 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 like this. Kept it at bay, yes, you kept your word. It's there on your mouth, but it's not what I heard. If I follow the light that I deem the brightest, I won't believe it, it's always like this. Try to look proud, but you're not in the slightest. It's happening now, and it's always been like this, 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 like this. I'm not home. I'm not home. Oh, you wasted. but I'm not born.
OCs with Carol Ann, the A-side to a limited release 7-inch last year through Slow Boy Records. There were only 300 pressings, so that single from the San Francisco Quartet sold out quickly, and it doesn't appear to be on any of the recent albums. Neither last year's The Master's Bedroom is worth spending a night in through Tom Labs, and nor this year's Help through the In the Red Records. They've taken a break from their first leg of the North American tour, which brought them as close as Seattle last month, but most of their dates are either in the Northeast or Northeastern states and Eastern Canada for the coming September and October part of their tour. Coming up are the Carrots, and they're from Austin with a throwback sound to 60s pop without any cheekiness or irony, despite their heritage from members from former punk and garage rock bands in the area. Featuring anywhere from 6 to 10 members, here's a cut off their first single released last year. This is off the Beverly EP, and here are the Carrots with I Tried to Call You.
I feel so hollow inside, it's all for you all the time.
All the time.
I've been driving down to Sugarland,
Sugarland, baby,
waiting for the day you'll be mine.
Mighty Nuggets, original artifacts from the first psychedelic era compilation. There was Lime and Sibel with Follow Me. And they released only a few singles in 1966 on the White Whale label, or let's pronounce it the White Whale label, before falling apart. But Lime and Sibel featured the first recorded output of a then 19-year-old Warren Zevon, although he worked under the alias of Stephen Lime. He was joined by high school chum Violet Santangelo, a.k.a. Sibel. And after the breakup, not that they were a romantic couple at all, but at the time, once the band or the duo fell apart, he eventually fell in with the Turtles and then Manfred Mann en route to his eventual success. I'm going to put success in quotes, though, but a fine reputation on his own. You're listening to Radio Free Geek.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. British Columbia, Canada.
I think I played that same promo last week. This is Gak here with Radio Free Gak on CITR. Southern Culture on the Skids. They're a funny little band out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And they've been playing a mix of rockabilly, country, surf, and R&B since 1983. Their most recent albums have been focusing more on their countryside, but here's a quirky number from their major label days off 1997's Plastic Seat Sweat. Here's Southern Culture on the Skids with House of Bamboo.
Number 54, the house with a bamboo door, bamboo roof and a bamboo walls, it's even got a bamboo floor. You must get to know Soho Joe, even an espresso, called the house of bamboo. It's made of sticks, sticks and bricks, but you can get your kicks in the house of bamboo. Well, in this casino you can drink a chino, and it's got you swinging to the cha-cha dance, the bolero in a sombrero. Shake like a snake, you wanna stop, and when the cats are up, and let your two feet move to the big beat, pick yourself a kitten and listen to the bladder that rocks the jukebox. I'm telling you, when you're blue, well, there's a lot to do in the house of bamboo. Go, big boy! So called the house of bamboo. Well, in this casino you can drink a chino, let your two feet move to the big beat, pick yourself a kitten and I listen to the patter that rocks. I'm telling you that when you're blue, there's a lot to do in the house of bamboo. Number 54, the house with a bamboo door, bamboo roof and a bamboo walls, it's even got a bamboo floor in the house of bamboo. Number 54, the house with a bamboo door, bamboo roof and a bamboo walls, it's even got a bamboo floor in the house.
We'll be right back.
that licked a scream. Is it in his eyes? And they're from area code 718. There's Brooklyn duo Javelin with take two of Tell Me What Will It Be. And that's from their self-released album, Jams and Gems, spelled with J's and Z's. Javelin consists of cousins George Langford and Tom Van Buskirk. And based on reaction to their CDR, along with various mixtapes they've released, Thrill Jockey snapped up the rights to release a few of the 12 inches they have, and Luwaka Bop will put out an album of theirs. I'm not sure if it's going to be a re-release of that album or a new one altogether. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR. Time is just a little around 8:10 in the p.m. Hopefully you managed to stay dry there this Labor Day weekend. Strawberry Alarm Clock, they're best known for their psychedelic bubblegum pop hit Incense and Peppermints, which they appeared to play in at least two films, and that's Richard Rush's Psych Out and Russ Meyer's Notorious Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. Here's one of their lesser hits, a 1968 single that bounced around the top 100 for a spell. For those keeping track, here are Strawberry Alarm Clock with Barefoot in Baltimore.
There's a stove on and fun begins to cook. Barefoot walks in Baltimore with empty pocketbook. Laugh at sizzling sidewalks, don't step on the cracks. Old folks try to catch their breath as children catch their jacks.
Barefoot in Baltimore, heel and toe with you.
Baltimore is music, dancing in the street. Half-chewed double bubble, tugging at our feet. Melted tar in crosswalks, crab shells in the park. Pavement frying our court toes until long after dark.
Barefoot in Baltimore, heel and toe with you.
I got some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass, and pretty soon all my troubles will pass. Cause I'm in sugar town. I never had a dog that liked me some. Never had a friend or wanted one. So I just lay back and laugh at the sun. Cause I'm in sugar town. Yesterday it rained in Tennessee. I heard it also rained in Tallahassee. But not a drop fell on little old me, 'cause I was in sugar town. If I had $1 million or 10, I'd give it to you world and then. You'd go away and let me spend my life in sugar town.
From 1966, there's Sugar Town by Nancy Sinatra, and the A-side to a classic, to another classic Sinatra song, that's A Summer Wine, which she duets with the songwriter of both songs, who we'll hear after this.
The UBC Learning Exchange Trek program wants you to get involved in your community. Learn about important social issues while volunteering at inner-city schools or nonprofit organizations. You'll also get to meet other UBC students in a fun and supportive environment. See how your talent and skills can make a difference in your community. Participate throughout the term or during Reading Week. Check out www.learningexchange.ubc.ca/CITR to find out more.
Alright, and here comes the writer of Sugar Town and Summer Wine, Lee Hazelwood. And this is off his 1970 TV soundtrack, Cowboy in Sweden. The song's called Forget Marie.
Standing on the corner with a raggedy old suitcase by my side, for a Greyhound bus to come along so I can hook a ride. Gonna go as far as $14 will take a fool like me. Gotta find the place where I can hide, you know I must forget Marie. I'm standing on the corner feeling raindrops race tears down my face. Crying loser's tears and knowing that I never should have run the race. Never should have let her build a house of love, it's falling in on me. Find a place where I can hide, you know I must forget Marie. Marie, I'm standing on the corner with the raggedy old suitcase by my side, waiting for the Greyhound bus to come along so I can book a ride.
Tonight, though we're losing. sail set low tonight. A windless row tonight. But if you catch my eye, I'll find my way back to you. I'll find my way back to you. I'll find my way back to you. I'll find my way back to you.
There we have Amy Milan with Low Sail off her new album, Masters of the Burial. And you can find that through the Southern Ontario label Arts and Crafts. And Milan recorded her album during some downtime from her primary gig from wonderful band Stars. And it continues the same whiskey-soaked vein as her first album, Honey from the Tombs. You're listening to Ready for Gak.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
the background here. I think I spoke over this piece last time I played it. This is Francesco De Masi and Sequence 4 from his score to director Enzo Castellari's 1978 Italian World War II movie, the original and the correctly spelled Inglourious Basterds, otherwise known as Hell's Heroes, Deadly Mission, or G.I. Bro. And of course, thanks to Tarantino's recent adoption of the title, the original film can now be found as a 3-DVD set, and it includes the soundtrack as its own little separate score here. And what we'll do right now, to the rest of the show, at the very least, is we'll do a look at Tarantino. We'll start off with a couple cuts from some of his other films, and Tarantino has always had a knack or a flair for finding the right song to fit the mood, mostly because during the writing process, instead of coming up with the proper scene for it, he'll come up with a song and work around it that way. So, for the start of Kill Bill Volume 1, he used another Nancy Sinatra song there, the wonderful Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down, which I remember more so from not the... that wasn't a Beach Boys song, but Shadowy Man on a Shadowy Planet did a house-burning, rousing cover of that. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to play up, our little local sports station angle here, because you'll find this is sort of like the theme for any call-in show. And this is going to be coming from actor and guitarist Tomoyasu Hatte. And the song is actually an alternate version of Shinjigi Naki Takatakai, which originally appeared in director Junji Sakamoto's 2000 film, Another Battle. But from Kill Bill Volume 1, this is Battle Without Honor or Humanity, otherwise known as that wicked song for your entrance music delight. And there we had Link Ray and his Rayman with the main theme from Rumble. And obviously it came with the Rumble, the TV series there, but Quentin Tarantino did use that in Pulp Fiction, though it wasn't actually released on the soundtrack when it first came out in 1994. I found this on a compilation out of the UK called This Is Cult Fiction, but the 2002 Collector's Edition of the soundtrack did include this and four other songs that weren't included on the original soundtrack there. But there's still like one or two that were missing. I think one of them was like a Ricky Nelson cover that the waiter sang at the restaurant there.
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days,
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
With The Green Leaves of Summer, which was written by Dmitri Tiomkin and Paul Francis Webster for John Wayne's 1960 film The Alamo. And that's also the opening theme used by Quentin Tarantino for Inglourious Basterds, which we'll focus on a few selections from for this week's soundtrack profile here on Radio Free GAC, CITR Vancouver. I tried looking for some of the songs that weren't available directly on the soundtrack, but Tarantino really went to the well in the corners of his massive soundtrack collection for this film, so that became difficult, but this is a film that he's been writing on and off for a decade, even before the Kill Bill saga, and I think even before the adaptation that he did of Jackie Brown. At one point, this was going to be a straight adaptation of the original Bastards film, but over time it took more of a spaghetti western slash revenge slash kosher porn type feel. And what we'll do is we'll listen to a few classic pieces here, although this first one is actually more of a cover of a June Havoc classic, and Havoc's version of The Man with the Big Sombrero originally came out in 1943. But here is Samantha Shelton, the actress, along with the scorer to Donnie Darko, Michael Andrew, and this is their version, recorded for Inglourious Basterds.
Mexico, son cours pas cher comme il est beau en mer et à chapeau. Cet homme au grand sombrero est un type patron. Les belles muchachas du pays ont la dégaine pour lui car lorsqu'il pleut, le tatoran, elle se met à la prise sous son grand sombrero. Quand il fait choses bousculent ton marché autour de sa chérette. Car pour le printemps fleurette, il s'y connaît si bien. C'est un mot grand sombrero qui a le cœur sur le manque.
Ich wär ein Huhn, ich hätt nicht viel zu tun. Ich legte vormittags ein Ei, nachmittags wär ich frei.
Mich lockte auf der Welt kein Ruhm mehr und kein Geld. Und wenn ich das große Los, dann fräse ich es bloß.
Ich brauchte nie mehr ins Büro. Ich wäre dämlich, aber froh.
Nun hab ich mir gedacht,
ich wollt, ich wär ein Huhn. Ich hätt nicht viel zu tun.
Ich legte täglich nur ein Ei und sonntags auch mal zwei.
Der Mann hat's auf der Welt nicht leicht, das Kämpfen ist sein Zweck.
Und hat er endlich was erreicht, nimmt eine Frau ihm weg.
Er lebt, wenn's hochkommt, 100 Jahre und bringt's bei gutem Start. Und nur wenn er sehr fleißig war, zu einem Rauschebart.
Ich wollte, ich wär ein Huhn, ich hätt nicht viel zu tun. Ich legte vormittags ein Ei und nachmittags wär ich frei.
Mich lockte auf der Welt kein Ruhm mehr und kein Geld.
Und fände ich das große Los, dann fräse ich es bloß.
Ich brauchte nie mehr ins Büro. Ich wäre dämlich, aber froh.
Schön.
Ich wollte, ich wär ein Huhn. Ich hätt nicht viel zu tun.
Ich legte täglich nur ein Ei und sonntags auch mal zwei.
Ich wollte, ich wäre ein Huhn, ich hätte nicht viel zu tun.
Ich legte täglich nur ein Ei und sonntags auch mal zwei, juhai.
From the 1936 Lucky Kids, known in Germany as Glückskinder, there's Lillian Harvey and Willy Fritsch with Ich wollte, ich wäre ein Huhn, or I wish I was a chicken. And Fritsch was a German teen throb in the 30s, and Harvey was a British German who was a delightful actress who lived in Germany up until 1941, but then snuck out to France and then eventually Hollywood since she was a Jew. Harvey gets a throwaway nod from the heroine of Inglourious Basterds, Melanie Laurent's character, Shoshana Dreyfus, which vexes German propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels. Now on to more of the soundtrack elements from Inglourious Basterds. Dark of the Sun, otherwise known as The Mercenaries, was a 1968 film that starred Rod Taylor about the Congolese crisis in the 60s. Tarantino was such a fan of that film, and in tribute to the film, not only did he manage to get Rod Taylor to appear in a bewildering cameo as British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, he also took one of the soundtrack cues, and so here is Jacques Lussier with the main theme from Dark of the Sun. And there's Charles Bernstein with White Lightning, and before that, Lalo Schifrin with Tiger Tank, both co-opted by Tarantino for the soundtrack to Inglourious Basterds. And Tiger Tank is taken from the 1970 film Kelly's Heroes, which itself deals with renegade American soldiers during World War II, and itself was the inspiration for the original Inglourious Basterds from 1978. And then White Lightning is not only taken from the 1973 film of the same name, which features Burt Reynolds and Moonshine, but also appeared in Kill Bill Volume 1, though remixed by the RZA of Wu-Tang Clan fame. Originally, Tarantino wanted to have the great Ennio Morricone score the film, which seemed well overdue, not only for how often Tarantino used Il Maestro's movie music in all his films, but for the fact that Tarantino has never actually had a composer specifically for his films, although there's been a few cues provided by his friend, Austin director Robert Rodriguez. Sadly, Morricone's schedule couldn't make space for the somewhat accelerated pace with which post-production occurred for the film, so Tarantino went with his usual methods of borrowing old movie themes instead, and to his usual effect as well. So we'll start off with a couple cuts from the 1966 film The Big Gun Down, and this first song, which you'll remember as was it Commander or Lieutenant Landa as he arrives? And this features a hook from Beethoven's Fürelise. Here's Morricone with The Verdict, Dopo la Codana.
Thank you.
Ennio Morricone with Rabia e Tarantella from the 1973 film Allons Sans Fin. And before that, two tracks from the Big Gun Town, starting off the Verdict Dopo la Condanna, and then the Surrender, La Resa. And these songs are all taken from the soundtrack to Inglourious Basterds. Other Morricone scores that appear in the film, but not on the album, include his work from The Battle for Algiers, The Return of Ringo, and Death Rides a Horse. The soundtrack also features Billy Preston's vicious song Slaughter from the movie of the same name. Then we only hear the electric guitar stings when it's time for action. And then, oddly enough, David Bowie's Cat People putting out the fire, which stands out a little bit anachronistically, but fits in thematically for what was happening. Revenge and war aside, the film itself is a tribute to cinema, so hopefully you get a chance to catch it soon. And that basically wraps up this week's episode of Radio Free Gak. Coming up at 9 p.m., it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. If you missed any part of this week's show, you can always download the MP3 through our podcast service. Just go to www.citr.ca. And we'll close with a little something from Reservoir Dogs, Tarantino's first film, and this will be what Stephen Wright called the George Baker selection, Little Green Bag. So all you frosh out there, enjoy what's left of summer. There's not much left. Get ready for school, and we'll see you in 7.
Listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9 or on the web www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show coming right up with Gavin Walker. The time is 9 p.m.